This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. soldier Travis King, who ran across the North Korean border in July, is back in U.S. custody after North Korea expelled him. More now on this developing story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Sweden was the chief interlocutor with North Korea on the transfer, while China helped facilitate the transfer, according to three senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity to discuss the transfer. One official underscored that the U.S. was grateful for China's assistance, but that Beijing did not play a further mediating role in the events. The advisers said that the U.S. had first learned through Swedish officials earlier this month that North Korea was looking to expel King, the U.S. not providing any concessions to the North in exchange for King. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Six young people from areas in Portugal ravaged by wildfires and heat waves took 32 European governments to court on Wednesday, arguing their failure to act fast enough on climate change is a violation of their human rights.
Today's case is about the young. It is about the price that they are paying for the failure of states to tackle the climate emergency. It is about the harm that they will suffer during their lifetimes unless states step up to their responsibilities.
One of their lawyers in the case, which was filed in September 2020 against 27 EU member states. Serbia on Wednesday observed an official day of mourning as the country canceled sporting events and lowered flags to half-mast, with one minister calling the Serb gunmen killed in Kosovo martyrs. This is VOA News. Armenia says more than 50,000 refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh have crossed over in the border. VOA's Veronica Baldares Iglesias reports the flood of people is crushing.
Many share their stories while awaiting an uncertain future in the Armenian town of Kornizor.
It took us around 24 hours to reach here.
$11.5 million in humanitarian assistance were pledged Tuesday by the United States Agency for International Development.
This assistance will be used to provide everything from food to psychosocial support.
Diplomatic efforts are underway at the highest levels with the government of Azerbaijan to try to calm the situation. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
A NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts have returned to Earth after being stuck in space for just over a year. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that in being stuck, the NASA astronaut has set a new record.
After spending an American record-breaking 371 days in space, NASA astronaut Frank Rubio safely landed in Kazakhstan with two cosmonauts.
Touchdown confirmed at 6:17 a.m. Central Time. Rubio's record ride comes to an end.
That was NASA's Rob Navius. Shortly after landing, Rubio was asked about the return trip.
Fantastic. Yeah, everybody did really well.
You look very well.
Thank you. It's good to be home.
It should have been a 180-day mission, but their original ride was hit by space junk and lost all its coolant while docked to the International Space Station. I'm Julie Walker.
The Hollywood writer's strike is over, but actors remain on the picket lines. Let's get the latest now from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Leaders of the governing boards of the East and West Writers Guild of America declared their nearly five-month-long strike over after both voted to accept a contract agreement with studios. As of midnight, screenwriters could now go back to work, although they still have to vote to ratify the contract in October. The agreement brought optimism to SAG-AFTRA members and writers who joined them in solidarity on the picket lines in Los Angeles on Tuesday, ER's Noah Wiley.
We'll stay in solidarity and support until the contract reflects what we wanted to.
Jack Black carried a sign saying, "We ain't done yet," outside Paramount Pictures.
Let's get it done.
Actors have also voted to authorize union leadership to potentially expand their strike to voice and motion capture actors in the video game industry. I'm Jennifer King.
Stay in touch with VOA on your smartphone. Apps available at both Google and Apple. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.